Hello?
Mimi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, thank God. Can't complain. It's a good day.
Yeah.
How's it going by you?
I've been busy, and I'm on my way home from work right now.
Oh, that's a good feeling, no?
Yeah.
You know, finally, the day is over.
Yep.
That's good. Did you end up speaking to May?
About
the care manager.
Yeah, she was supposed to give you a call yesterday, she didn't?
I don't think so.
Because I left her your number to call.
Yeah, what's her phone number? Maybe I can call.
It's 267-922 something. Her name's Alexa.
Well, that's for the care coordinator?
Yeah, she's with Keystone First. I did speak with her yesterday, and I told her to give me a call, but then she said she would just change the coordinates because she has everything set up. She said she would change it to Family First, and then she was supposed to let me know what was happening by tomorrow, but I had told her, you know, to give you a call.
Let me check one second. Let me see.
Because I have to go get a TB shot, because I got hold of my records today, and the last TB shot I got was 2023.
Okay.
So, I have a license current, and I have one that says, you know, my address from 2018 to 22. That's the only one I can find, and then I have to find my Social Security card, so I was going to do that when I got home. You know, I'm trying to get on the ball with everything here.
right. No worries. I'm here to help. Let me just try to see. Maybe my intake girl spoke to her. One second.
Maybe.
Let me find out.
Because I gave her your name, and I gave you her extension number, but I didn't hear back from her, so.
Let's find out.
I mean, because May, you know, May's already set up. It was just a matter of her speaking with you.
That is true.
Yeah, her name is Alexa Dickinson.
Alexa. Alexa Dickinson?
Yes.
You have her phone number?
Let's see. I'm actually driving. I know it's 2679. I would have to look it up. Hold on one second. In my phone.
I'm also trying to look it up here. Maybe we have her number here.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually try to do this. Hold on.
You can be careful.
Hold on.
Just a minute, okay?
Yeah. All right, it's 267-922-3147.
67-922-3147. 47. And what's her name?
Alexa Dickinson. Yeah, I don't know why she didn't call you. I mean, I mentioned to her a couple times, you know, I gave her your number and your extension, And I said, you know, she's waiting to hear from me. I don't know if she got tied up or what. And, you know, I haven't heard back. She mainly, you know, deals with May, but May gave me her phone number, you know, because
yeah,
I need to
give her a call now.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah, because she said she would let us know tomorrow about the hours.
Right. Okay. No problem.
I don't know if she's still checking into whether, you know, she's approved or not, because she said that, you know, when we were going to deal with him helpers, it was Medicaid. But she does work for Keystone First, and I told her that, you know, Ruth had told us that, you know, your company would take Keystone First. So I don't know what's going on.
Yes, we do, of course.
Yeah.
Let me give her a call, and if you do end up speaking to her, just tell her that we're requesting authorization. So I guess we can
start. Right. I told her all that yesterday, so I don't know what the holdup is.
Okay, let me try her. Let's see.
All righty.
Okay, thank you, Janice. I appreciate
it. All right,
get
thank
home
you.
Safe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Be well. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.